Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled, To Be Human, was written by Mark DeHaan. Mr. Singerman, why are you crying? Asked 12-year-old Albert as he watched the master craftsman construct a wooden box. I cry, he said, because my father cried, and because my grandfather cried. The woodworker's answer to his young apprentice provides a tender moment in an episode of Little House on the Prairie. Tears, explained Mr. Singerman, come with the making of a coffin. Some men don't cry because they fear it is a sign of weakness, he said. I was taught that a man is a man because he can cry. Emotion must have welled up in the eyes of Jesus as he compared his concern for Jerusalem to the care of a mother hen for her chicks in Matthew 23. His disciples were often confused by what they saw in his eyes or heard in his stories. His idea of what it meant to be strong was different. It happened again as they walked with him from the temple. Calling his attention to the massive stone walls and magnificent decor of their place of worship, the disciples noted the strength of human accomplishment. Jesus saw a temple that would be leveled in AD 70. Christ shows us that healthy people know when to cry and why. He cried because his Father cares, and his spirit groans for children who couldn't yet see what breaks his heart. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, through chapter 24, verse 2. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked. Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. Let's pray. Lord, society sees tears as a sign of weakness, but throughout the scriptures, we have examples of great people of faith who are honest about the things that cause them great pain and are driven to tears. We pray that you would free us of the idea that real men don't cry and soften our hearts so we can learn to lean on you when we are hurting. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.